Welcome, I'm Matt Martin, and this is Your Call. On today's show, we're doing something a little special. We are going to celebrate Rose Aguilar's 10-year anniversary as host of Your Call. I first got to know Rose 12 years ago when I was a senior producer of Your Call, and she joined us as a producer and an occasional guest on our Friday Media Roundtable. At the time, she was running a newsletter about women's issues, so we'd often bring her in when there was something in the news particularly relevant to what she was covering. She worked as a producer, left the show for 6 months to embark on a road trip to conservative parts of the United States to interview people about their lives and the political climate at that time. And shortly after she returned, she began hosting this program. And that was 10 years ago this month, August 2020. 06. Now we're in 2016. And Rose and the Your Call team have done a lot of great work over this past decade. There's been a lot of growth in the program, both in its audience and in the subject that it's covered. And so we want to take this day to do two things. One thing that we do on a regular basis, and that is to open lines to you, hear what you think about the show, what you want to hear it do, ideas for programs, how we can do more and better, taking on the issues that matter to you. But also, we're going to take the opportunity to talk for a minute with Rose. We will be taking your questions and calls for her. You're welcome to do a little appreciating as well. I know she's going to blush a little bit in this hour, but it really is important to say, you know, this is work that gets done day by day by real people. And Rose is someone certainly I appreciate as a colleague. And I know that there are many, many listeners to KALW who feel similarly. So if you are someone who has been motivated by KALW to get involved and engage with the community, if there are programs that have really mattered to you that this program has done in the time that Rose has been host, we welcome your calls at 866-798-8255. That's 866-798-TALK. As always, you can also email feedback@yourcallradio.org. And you're also welcome just to call and say, hey, here are things that I'd like to see Your Call do. Here are things that I think the show does that matters that you could do more of or do better. We want your input. And certainly in this hour, I know Rose wants to hear from you as always. So Rose, thank you so much for putting yourself in the position of being in the interviewee seat for a moment.
Thank you, Matt.
I know it's not your natural position necessarily. I guess I want to ask, after doing, you said you were doing the math, you know, talking nearly 2,500 programs.
Right. And I've called in sick just once in 10 years.
Rose is pretty impressive in that way.
Thanks to the green smoothies.
Yes. Very a healthy and committed host of the program. And I guess what I'd ask is, you know, when you – this was a very different role for you. You'd certainly done some on-air work before, but this was stepping into it in a much bigger way. How do you feel like you've grown in this role? What are some of the things you've learned in 10 years of being on this program as a host?
Well, I was thinking about this all month because 10 years is a pretty big deal. And just looking at how the media have really changed over that time. And we talk about consolidation on the show, but – when you look at even this election, I mean, just focusing on issues, sometimes I'm blown away by what we cover compared to some of the cable shows, for example, because we are really lucky in that we have an hour to go in depth on these issues and, you know, talk about, you know, the poverty industry, for example, a good one last week. This is a book that was written about how states are basically taking the money that's supposed to go to the vulnerable, and it's not getting to them. And where is that conversation? It's so important. We can spend an hour on this, and that's why I love this show, and that's what keeps me motivated. The things that I've learned, you know, just I guess the comfort level obviously has gotten much better over 10 years. A guest cannot show up, and, well, you're live. You got to keep going, yep. Right? And that happens, luckily, not too often. And also, just asking real questions and being comfortable doing that, kind of just we're like you said, we're very real here. And what I like about KALW is that we're independent, and so we can push the envelope in ways that maybe other outlets can't. So I feel really lucky to be able to do that. And also, it's a place that allows you to grow. You know, on a personal level, I talk about this a little bit on the show. I don't talk about too many personal things, but both of my Native American grandparents have passed away in the past 2 years. And so I'm really committed to doing shows about Native Americans. And for personal reasons, this was something that I didn't really tap into 10 years ago, but I've been really tapping into in the last five. I mean, you can see it. We've done so many shows about these issues, and I think that's important. And that's why I think diversity in the media is so important, because on our team, we bring so many different issues and views and things that we're interested in personally. And that's why I think bringing people from different parts of the world and the country, backgrounds, and that's what KALW does such a good job of.
And I want to invite listeners, who of course are an integral part to this program and what makes it interesting and what's allowed it to evolve, to get to evolve over time, to join the conversation. 866-798-TALK. That's 866-798-8255. I see a couple of folks on the line. Certainly a lot of people are going to want to talk to Rose this morning as we celebrate her 10th anniversary on Your Call here on KALW. You can also email Rose and the team here at feedback@yourcallradio.org. So Rose, you've talked a little bit about how you've changed, or how you've kind of developed in the role, and what you see, kind of what distinguishes what Your Call does. But maybe you could talk about, I mean, I know I'm in editorial meetings with you on a weekly basis, and so I get to hear you kind of asking, like, how can we push the envelope? How can we do more? And, you know, you certainly have shared some ideas with me, but what would you like to see the program do more of? Say you're going to be here for another decade. 10 years from now, what would you like to say? Hey, we did that. These are things that we knew we wanted to do, that we set out and accomplished them.
I think bringing on new voices, taking a chance with people who've never been on the air before. Our team makes a concerted effort to bring on a diverse group of voices. I think we can do a much better job of that. Everybody can. But sometimes we call people and they say, well, I've never been on the radio before. And we say, well, here, let's talk for 10 minutes. We try to get them comfortable. I think that's really important. By default, if you're going to do a show about the environment, for example, and you bring on three executive directors of an environmental organization, they're going to be Matt, Tim, and John, for the most part. And we say, well, Matt, I know you're probably great. You're great on the radio, but you probably have a Judy who works with you. Why don't we bring her on? And so, you know, in another 10 years, I'd like to look back and say, yeah, that show took chances by bringing on people who've never been on the air, more diverse voices, you know, teaming up, for example, people who write books or write reports with the people they write about. So I love that we also go the extra mile to bring on, you know, people who work at Walmart, or we're going to do a show tomorrow about the oil pipeline in the Dakotas, rather than bringing on, you know, a Bill McKibben, right? And we love Bill McKibben. Let's go to the ground and find the activists who are there. It takes more work. And I think that's why with some other outlets, you get the same people over and over again, because they're easy to get and they're fast. It takes more research. It takes a lot of phone calls. And I want to give props to Laura Flynn and Malihe Razazan, yep, because they do such good work in finding these amazing guests. So I think that's the other thing, is in 10 years for people to say, yeah, they took chances. You know, they went where maybe others don't go, or maybe others want to go, but they don't spend the time and the effort going there.
Well, Rose, I want us to go to the phone lines, because I know people want to talk to you, and I'm going to let you take over the role that you have really defined over the last 10 years, and that is as host of Your Call. Just personally, I want to thank you for the work you've done, and I look forward to continuing to listen.
Well, thank you, Matt. I mean, you put a lot of trust in us every week, every day, really. So I just want to thank you for giving us this space to create this show and trusting us to do this show day after day after day.
Let good people do great work.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Rose.
Thank you, Matt. And if you'd like to join us, the toll-free number is 866-798-8255. You can also email feedback@yourcallradio.org. And just to add another thing, I don't really share that much personal information, but I am the first person on both sides of my family to go to college. And so that does shape your perspective about how the world works, about social issues, about poverty, about homelessness. And so I think that's another reason why I'm really dedicated to focusing on these kinds of issues. You know, coming from a family that has not gone to college, I'm the first and almost the last one. So obviously our backgrounds really shape our perspective. And I think it's important to bring on people who have different kinds of backgrounds. And that's what we're all really dedicated to here on a regular basis. So we've got a couple of people on the line. Let's start with Judy in San Francisco. Hi, Judy. Welcome to the show.
Hi there. Let me turn you off here. Yes, your show is just the best show on the radio, the best show on KALW of many, many wonderful shows. I've learned so much about so many different things and enjoyable things, not just serious things. But I just think you're like a paragon of journalism. I think it's the most important show on KALW, and for that reason, I really wish you can hear me, right?
Yes, go ahead. You're fine.
I really wish that the rebroadcast time would be, more prime time, because the working people, they miss you in the morning because you're at 10 and they're at work, and then at 11 o'clock, they're burned out if they're even awake.
Yeah.
And so I really wish you could, you could be restored to, like, your 8 o'clock time. one thing that I just wanted to compliment you on, although there are millions of things to compliment you on, is that I've had a lot of reading suggestions from you. Like, I read Dark Money after you interviewed Jane Mayer, and I love when David K. Johnston comes on.
Well, thank you so much, Judy. I'll let Matt know about your rebroadcast comment, and I'm glad you brought up Jane Mayer's book, Dark Money. David Kaye just wrote a book about Donald Trump. You know, it's so interesting, and I've talked about this once in a while on the show when we have these authors on. These amazing authors come on the show to talk about such important issues, and I often ask them, are you able to get on the cable shows? And they say, you know, my publicist has tried to get me on the cable shows, and they basically are told it's all Trump all the time or it's all election all the time. And that's kind of a sad state of affairs right now in the media. But that's why KALW and independent media are so, so important, because we search for these authors and these books. Again, our team are pretty hardcore news junkies, and we care so much about these issues. And so when we see these books out there and we think, why haven't we heard about this yet? Let's bring this person on. And unfortunately, they're not really getting national attention right now. And that's why a station like KALW and this show is so, so important. So I'm glad that we're adding to your reading list. And thank you so much for calling in, Judy. Let's go next to Maury in San Francisco. Hi, Maury. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Rose. I just want to tell you that I think you are the quintessential journalist. A day without your program, it feels unbalanced to me. So what I particularly love about the way you do your job is the respect you bring to, no matter who's on, whether you agree with them or you don't agree with them, that you treat everybody with respect. You let them say what they have to say, and your response is always courteous and professional. So I just value that so highly. And I was going to make the same comment that the previous caller just did about the rebroadcast time, because I tell people all the time, well, you can listen to the show later, but 11 is too late. So I'm hoping that you could rebroadcast at 8 or 9 in the evening. The other comment is that sometimes, you know, you cover things that are so dear to my heart and things I care about really much, but I would also like to suggest that interspersed in a week, you do a lighter show.
you and me both, Maury. Yeah, you know, it's so funny. We talk about this a lot in our editorial meeting, and we say, why don't we do something lighter on Monday? Because sometimes when we have authors on Monday, we are spending the weekend reading the book. Because that's the other thing I have to say. Laura Flynn and Malihe Razazan and I read the books, and the authors are sometimes surprised that we actually do that. But I hear you. I mean, we did a show last week or the week before about events that are happening around the Bay Area, and I love that that show because the fact is a lot of arts organizations, dance groups, they don't have the marketing budget to get the word out. And so it's a really good time to hear from people all around the Bay Area to find out what's happening in our backyard. And we, culture keeps us going, right? That's so important. And so I love shows like that. We also sometimes say, well, wouldn't it be great to focus on people who are doing really great things in the community or to profile organizations that are working on really good, really, really interesting issues that are changing people's lives? So if you have any ideas about, quote, lighter shows, I mean, we would all love that. We were just talking recently about maybe trying to do shows about the environment on Mondays. We'd love to hear your ideas about that. In fact, if you have any ideas about that, we'd love to hear from you. 866-798-8255. You can also email feedback@yourcallradio.org. And then also, Laura Flynn just reminded me that if you cannot listen at 10 o'clock, you can podcast the show. We're available online. So about 10 minutes after the show ends, we put the show online. And if you go to yourcallradio.org, all you have to do is click play. Or if it's easier, if you podcast, you can find it on iTunes, Stitcher, or your preferred podcast platform. So you can listen to it at any time. So that might be easier for those of you who cannot always listen at 10 o'clock. But I will also pass your suggestion on to Matt Mowry. And thank you so much for calling. Let's go next to Nancy in San Francisco. Hi, Nancy. Welcome to the show.
Oh, is that me?
Yes.
Oh, I'm from Berkeley.
Oh, hi.
That's all right.
Sorry.
I really love your show. I've been listening to it probably since it began. And I only have a couple comments. One is that I wish it were at 11 o'clock because I'm sometimes torn between Michael Krasny and you. And it's hard to, to decide sometimes which one I want to listen to. And I, 11 o'clock, I just don't turn the radio on and I can't get things on podcasts and stuff. Anyways, that's my one comment. And the other one is, I know it's called Your Call, and sometimes I feel like there isn't enough audience participation. And I don't know if it's because not very many people call in or because you and the guests get really involved in what you're talking about, but sometimes there's only one or two audience calls during the whole hour, and I wish there was more, audience input. But as I said, I don't know if maybe people aren't calling or whether it's just you and the guests, which I can understand, get really involved in the subject.
Yeah, so sometimes, it completely varies. Some shows we have full lines. Other shows, I sometimes guess that maybe people are listening and they don't have anything to add. And other times we'll have three guests and it's going, 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 and I lose track of the time, frankly, I'll be honest. And so that also happens. Sometimes the calls are off topic. And so, if that happens, then we don't take them because we try really hard to stay on topic. But it completely varies, and I will mark your comment down. And I'll try to stop sometimes keeping the guests just with me and bringing on more callers. So thank you so much for calling in, Nancy. And we'd love to hear from you today. I've been here for 10 years this month. I can't believe it's been 10 years. And I did the math. That's about 2,500 shows. And so we would love to hear from you. What do you like about the show? What can we do better? And what would you like us to do in the future? And also, I'd love to hear what role you think we should play during a time like this with the election. If you listen to the show regularly, you know that we do not follow the day-to-day. We don't really talk about the polls. I mean, we try to go more in-depth. We will definitely take an issue that's being discussed on the campaign trail and try to do something different with it. I think that's really important. So what do you want from a show like Your Call during an election? And then we're going to have a new president come January. So what do you want from us next year? We'd love to hear from you. 866-798-8255. 866-798-8255. A caller who couldn't stay on the line wanted to emphasize that not everyone has the technology to podcast or listen online, but they still depend on the radio and the rebroadcast is too late. Well, thank you for that phone call. I completely hear you. I know that a lot of our listeners do not podcast. Some people don't have computers, and we completely respect that and think about that when we're putting shows together. So I will tell Matt about the late rebroadcast. Thank you for calling in. And let's go to Margaret in Oakland. Hi, Margaret. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Rose. I explained to the person that answered the phone that I'm calling to suggest. You had mentioned that during the convention there was some protests of the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership.
Right.
And your mother called you and said, "What is that?"
That's right.
So, but I've been following it for years, and way back during NAFTA, these things that are called free trade are not free.
Mm.
They're not fair. We need fair trade. I would like you to arrange to bring on Lori Wallach of Public Citizen. She has followed this whole trade issue, international trade issue, for 30 years, and she's very, very well informed. And it isn't anything that's going to come up until perhaps after the election. The rumors are that Obama wants to push it through. Lame duck Congress.
Right.
And so.
Well, Margaret, thank you so much for calling. And so I'm glad you shared that story about my mom. During the Democratic convention, so many Bernie supporters were holding signs about the TPP. And my mom called and she said, "I keep seeing these signs about the TPP. What is this?" And I thought, wow, this is so interesting. A lot of supporters, Bernie supporters, and I'm sure Hillary supporters, who have been working on the TPP and raising awareness, really got the media to start talking about this. And this is really, really important. In fact, Margaret, I just pitched a show about this last week. Just to let everyone know how the process works, the team gets together on Tuesday afternoons and we all bring ideas to the table and then we vote on them. It's a very democratic process and we always have to have a listener question in mind before we decide to move forward with the show. So we will definitely do a show on the TPP soon, and we have had Lori Wallach from Public Citizen on the show and we'll definitely invite her back. Thank you so much. Let's take one more caller before the break. Let's go to Gail in Menlo Park. Hi, Gail. Welcome to the show.
Okay. Well, yes, I want to thank you so much for covering things that are almost completely blacked out in the media or misrepresented in the media. I hope you keep hammering away on the TPP because it's not just an innocent little trade deal. The big part is the way conflicts are resolved, and just keep hammering. And a lighter topic you may have covered, but it'd be nice to do occasional follow-ups on the importance of reintroducing beavers as a way of restoring our water table. It's kind of overlooked in California. And also on education, I may have missed it if you did it, but there's a lot of misinformation and mythology circulating about education, like how bad the public schools are, which is, they're underfunded, but they're doing one heck of a job.
Right. Yes, thank you so much for that. We always like to do shows with a roundtable of teachers to find out what they're facing. And Cross Currents did a really good story last week about teachers spending their own money on school supplies. And I have a lot of teacher friends who also spend their own money on food and many other things. So I'm glad you brought that up because we haven't done our teacher show this season yet. And I know school is already now back in session, but I will definitely add that to the list. So thank you so much, Gail. Today, we are opening the lines to hear from you. 10 years on the air. I'm celebrating my 10-year anniversary this month, and we'd love to hear from you. What do you like about the show? What can we do better? And what do you want to hear from this show moving forward? This is your call, and we'll be back after this. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Your Call on KALW, local public radio. To take part in today's conversation, call us at 866-798-8255. That's 866-798-8255. Let us know if you're a first-time caller. We always like to hear from new voices. And if you prefer to, rather than to call, you may email feedback@yourcallradio.org. You may leave a comment at yourcallradio.org, or you may tweet us. Our Twitter handle is Your Call Radio.
This is Your Call. I'm Rose Aguilar. Coming up tomorrow, we will have a conversation about the growing protest at the Sacred Stone Spirit Camp in North Dakota. You may have heard it's starting to get a lot more media attention. For weeks, thousands of Native Americans have joined Standing Rock Sioux Tribe members to protest the construction of the $3.8 billion Dakota Access Oil Pipeline. The Standing Rock Sioux Tribe says the pipeline would disturb 300 sacred sites and also impact drinking water from the Missouri River. We are also putting shows together this week about food waste and organizations and companies that are doing amazing work to tackle food waste. And we'll be talking about the devastating California fires. And if you have a show idea or a guest idea, you can drop us a line, feedback@yourcallradio.org. And we'd love to hear from you today as I mark my 10-year anniversary. I did the math this morning. Excluding the 2 weeks we take off from Christmas and then a couple other weeks for vacation, that's about 250 shows a year. So that's a lot of shows. And we'd love to get your input on those shows. What shows really stand out for you? What do you like about the show? What can we do better? And what do you want from a show like this moving forward? I mean, we have the independence to talk about issues for a full hour, which is becoming rare these days. So what do you want from a show? And also during the election season, when there's so much attention on the day-to-day, which in the large scheme of things really doesn't matter. What we try to do is, okay, they're talking about Social Security. Let's do an entire show on that. In fact, we are going to do that in the coming weeks, or months, I should say, or the TPP, for example. So what do you want from a show like this during an election season? 866-798-8255. You can also email feedback@yourcallradio.org. And let's go to Diane in Alameda. Hi, Diane. Welcome to the show. Oh, do we have Diane? Oh, I think we lost Diane. Well, I've got a couple of emails. David, I hope you don't mind me mentioning this, but I think your bookstore is great. David Petey of Book Matters says, my wife and I worked with you, me, on her book, Red Highways. Wonderful book. Wonderful author to work with. Thank you so much. David says, I think you have plenty of audience participation. You've got great guests who are wonderful experts, so I like that we hear mostly from them. My favorite Friday Media Roundtable. At a time when the media are so biased and focusing on the ridiculous, I love this show. Well, you know, Matt asked earlier, how have you grown over the 10 years? And I'll say this, the Friday show has really been a work in progress. Malihe Razazan, senior producer, and I have worked on this show for 10 years. In fact, Malihe's anniversary is in November. The first 5 years, we really were trying to figure out how to get the guests to talk to each other, how not to be completely bombarded, because sometimes we'll take on three issues. And so we would come to the table and it would be full of articles. And it was completely overwhelming. But over time, we figured out what works. So now we usually talk about an international issue, and then we bring on two reporters who focus on domestic issues. And we try to find a thread. Sometimes we do it and sometimes we don't. But I think we've really figured out what works on the Friday shows. So thank you for that. And if you have any suggestions about Fridays, we'd love to hear from you. And I also want to give props to Malihe for finding amazing journalists. There's a lot to complain about with the media, but so many journalists are doing excellent work. They're not getting on the cable shows, and sometimes it's hard for them to get their stories read by a lot of people, given that we're living in this 24/7 you know, information overload world, but we find amazing investigations. And so when we do that, we try to bring on the reporters to highlight that work. And, you know, that's the role of journalists, especially radio. We see something in print, we bring on the reporter, and then hopefully it takes off from there, and hopefully something changes. So thank you for that email, David. We have another email from Fred, who says, your style of journalism is exemplary. What a different world it would be if others embodied the professionalism you've brought to the field. You somehow managed to merge historical awareness, critical thinking and inquiry, honest curiosity, deep ethical sensitivity, and outstanding interview skills to every topic. You're not only an exemplary journalist and public educator, you're an exemplary human being. Thank you for all the sacrifices, discipline, creativity, and commitment it has taken to get you to this point. People like you are among my few hopes for the future. Best wishes for another 10 years. Wow. Fred, thank you. That is so nice. Thank you so much for that email. Thank you so much. Sylvia writes in from Albany, you have expert balance with the experts, maybe 15 minutes, and the callers and the emails. You're the best interviewer on the radio dial. Your patience is infinite. I trust you will follow your professionalism, and it's okay to short a greedy caller so more of us can get on the line to your show. Well, that's always a work in progress, cutting people off, and that there's an art to that, too. Rose is also okay to admit saying, I don't know, and I'd like to do a show on your idea. Keep up the good work. Well, thank you so much, Sylvia. Thank you so much for that email. And let's go back to a few phone calls. Let's hear from Rinda in Berkeley. Hi, Brenda. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Rose. It's Brenda. I've been on before, and I wanted to echo Maury and Fred and Sylvia also. I couldn't have put it better. And I also want to echo what Maury said about the rebroadcast at 8 would be a great time. And for ideas for the future, I'm not so much into entertainment. But I'm weird, so I'd like to hear more science. And there are great scientists that I don't think have been on. Have you had Tanya Luhrmann on?
No, it doesn't sound familiar.
Well, she's not a scientist, I'm just remembering. She's more of a philosopher and a cultural anthropologist.
Hmm.
And I like to hear from people like that. I guess the scientist I was thinking of was Jenan Ismail. Oh, I think
okay.
It's at the University of Arizona.
All right. Well, I'm writing these names down. I have to laugh when you say you don't like entertainment, because in our editorial meetings when we say, well, let's do something light. How about a show on science? I mean, that's what it sounds like at the meetings.
So much, I mean, I think you could avoid the stressful feeling of, you know, the politics and the wars and everything.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to hear that. It's important. But if you want to do a lighter thing on Monday, maybe some of the science.
Right. No,
I did great journalism about the environmental science, and that's really important.
Well, thank you. And when I say light, that's what I mean, is to take a break from the really hardcore issues, because let's face it, I mean, we all need a break, right? And we love doing shows, for example, about the bees, about dolphins, whales, the oceans, coral reefs. I mean, I want to do more shows about those issues because they're so, so important. And it's just nice to have a balance. That's what I mean about that. Not necessarily entertainment, but just balance. So thank you. I wrote those two names down, and we'll definitely look them up. Thank you for calling, Brenda. Let's hear next from James, calling from Hawaii. Hi, James.
Hello. How are you?
Good. Where in Hawaii are you calling from?
Kailua Kona.
Oh, nice. One of my favorite places.
I was a member, but I haven't been able to renew this year. I'm handicapped and live on a fixed income, and it's just been beyond me this year.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to discuss a little bit the plight of the handicapped, and also the fact that in the last year I've only heard one show on the station about handicapped persons, and the only guest was a government representative, so he obviously presented a rather one-sided view. In fact, he didn't mention any of the negatives associated with being handicapped and the challenges that we face.
Hmm.
So I'd like to see more on that subject.
And James, can I ask you, since you're in Hawaii, how did you find us?
I've been listening to you from years when I was on other locations on the mainland.
Oh, wow.
And I just brought you with me.
Well, I'm glad you brought us with you. Thank you for calling. To your point, I don't remember the show that you're talking about, but a couple of weeks ago we did a show about a new rule that is going to into effect in California soon. And it is going to change the curriculum in California schools. And it's going to teach information about the history of the disability rights movement. And it's going to hopefully, I mean, it's still a work in progress, but hopefully also teach kids about people with disabilities who were on the front lines of all of these fights. And we did a show about that, and we did have two people with disabilities on the show, two women. But I completely take your point to heart. I would love to do more shows about people with disabilities, people with invisible disabilities. I think that's also a big one. And then you mentioned that you're on a fixed income, and I really would like to do more shows about that because, you know, here in the Bay Area, we're talking about how prices are just off the charts. Things are so unaffordable, even for people who are making, let's say, 100 grand a year. But what about people who are bringing in $1,800 a month on Social Security? I think we need to do more shows on that. So thank you for calling. And James, if you want to look up that show, it's called Teaching California Students About the Struggles and Victories of People with Disabilities. And if you go to yourcallradio.org, it's really easy to search. So thank you so much for calling in. Let's go next to Donna in Millbrae. Hi, Donna. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. What I wanted to say is that International Peace Day is coming up on September 21st. And there's a movement all around the world of children making pinwheels for peace. I was wondering if you could consider doing a show about that. My organization, Rebuilding Alliance, is bringing three children from Palestine to Congress with their pinwheels for peace and their parents to describe what peace could mean. And we'd be glad to bring you speakers on that topic.
Wow. Well, thank you. Please email us at rose@yourcallradio.org or feedback@yourcallradio.org. And we'd love to do something around that. We need to spend,
that'd be great.
Yeah, we need to spend more time talking about peace, don't we? Thank you so much.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
It's an important vision to hold when things get impossible to bear.
Right. Well, thank you so much for calling in, Donna. And if you'd like to join us, if you have any comments about your call, what you like about the show, what we can do better, what topics you'd like us to tackle in the coming year, what role do you want us to play in this election year, we'd love to hear from you. 866-798-8255. You can also email feedback@yourcallradio.org. Speaking of the election, we just launched a new hour, an additional hour, I should say, on Thursdays from 11 to noon. We are going to focus on local and state issues, and we're going to talk about the state of our democracy. Last Thursday, we talked about the 25 measures on the San Francisco ballot, and over the coming months, we're going to tackle the 17 on the state ballot. There's a lot to vote on in November, so we're trying to get the word out, and we hope you can spread this information because it's so, so important. So thank you again for calling, Donna. Let's go to David in San Francisco. Hi, David.
Hey there, Rose. I'm David Lamble. I'm film critic of the Bay Area Reporter, the gay paper in town. I've been listening to you for quite some time. You are doing a great job. Probably the Friday Media Roundup is the best program of the week because it does bring in other media reports that we can't all stay connected to. I got you from listening to Fresh Air, KLW's first broadcast of Fresh Air at 9 o'clock in the morning, kind of plugged me into you. And rebroadcast time at night probably should be moved up. Coverage of films before they hit the Bay Area is a valuable thing because we're not the leading film market. Los Angeles, Toronto, and New York are much bigger, and sometimes there's some films we don't get at all.
Right.
The Trump overload, inevitable, but I think Trump is responsible for part of the ideas that have fueled this housing crisis and the rent escalation. And there were some political candidates politically that were overlooked. I don't think Bernie got as much coverage as he deserved.
Mm-hmm.
And you might think about Ron Reagan, an atheist, son of the former president, who was a very logical candidate for those of us who consider ourselves atheists. We're still losing local bookstores. Lesbian and gay radio has taken a hit in recent years, and I prefer listening to radio on radio, and adding gays and disabled people to the school curriculum is a great idea.
Yep. Well, that's happening in California, luckily. So thank you. I wrote down all of your ideas, great ideas, and thank you so much for calling. David, also, since you brought up bookstores, the other, quote, lighter topic that we do, this is another favorite, is we bring on bookstore owners, and we open the lines to find out what you're reading. And in fact, we haven't done this in a while, but I also love doing that about films and documentaries, where we bring on film critics and we talk about new films or just old films that you've revisited or documentaries that you want to talk about. So I'm going to write those down. I love doing those shows. So thank you, David, for calling. Let's go next to Greg in Palo Alto. Hi, Greg. Hi, Greg.
Yes, hello.
Hi, you're there.
Just a couple of things. I want to follow up on the suggestion made by the man calling from Hawaii on the disability issue, because I listened to your show or the program on the curriculum, and I even called in about this because I think that, I mean, that's I'm glad that they're going to be doing that. I just don't know what kind of content that's going to involve. But I think what I'm really concerned about, and probably the issue this man was talking about, is the disabled still face an incredible amount of discrimination. Mm. And I think it'd be really great to do a program on people who are disabled, who are in the sort of in the system, if you will, on SSI, Social Security Disability, and how draconian the regulations and the programs are that people get into if they qualify, even if they qualify for SSI and disability. So it's a horrific program, and you feel like you're getting treated like a criminal in that program. So I really wish that you'd get maybe some people who are disabled on and who can discuss that in some detail.
Well, Greg, that is really important, because for those of us who are not on Social Security, we don't know how the process works, and we just get the news we hear in the media about it. So I think that's a really good idea to talk about what's involved in applying, what's the process like. And then also, if I'm correct, over the last 2 years, there hasn't been a cost of living adjustment, which also doesn't get much attention. So thank you, Greg. We will definitely add that to the list. And maybe, Greg, if you can give Laura, our producer, your phone number, maybe you can be a guest, because I know you've called so many times on this and care deeply about this issue. And it's so, so important. So thank you so much for calling. Let's go next to Saben in San Francisco. Hi, welcome to the show.
Good morning. First of all, kudos to you on one of the most mellifluous voices in radio. I really listening to you. You're very calming and soothing.
Thank you.
Anyway, this is kind of a follow-up on your last caller. I use Yahoo as my kind of homepage for my internet browsing, and they're just all over the place as to what's going on with Social Security. With, I think, 10,000 baby boomers retiring every day, I believe is the number.
Yep, that's the number.
It's a huge problem. It's a much more complicated system as to how to tap into it, when to tap into it, for the most advantageous benefit. And as I said, Yahoo has a new story every day that's conflicted with the story they just put on yesterday. So I don't know what to believe, whether the system is solvent or not. You know, we hear many things from one side of the political spectrum versus the other as to whether it's healthy, whether it's failing, you know. So anyway, if you could put on a show to try to hopefully clarify all that information.
Yes, thank you so much, Saben. We are actually putting a show together on this very topic. There is a new book out about this very issue, about what you hear from politicians, frankly, on both sides, about the solvency of Social Security. We often hear that once I retire, it's not going to be there for me. Well, there are facts around this, so what are they? And we will definitely do a show about that. Thank you so much. And if you'd like to join us, give us a call. We've got about 8 or so minutes left, 866-798-8255. Today, I am marking my 10-year anniversary on the air and would love to hear from you. What do you like about the show? What can we do better? What do you want to hear from the show moving forward at a time when so many – I like to make distinctions between journalism and the media, because you've got the TV media really just focusing on the day-to-day in the election and just – people talking heads, giving analysis, but not really giving much information. So we have an hour to provide in-depth information and then let people know what they can do about certain issues, what are the solutions, because we have solutions to all of our problems. We're just lacking the political will. So what are your thoughts on where you want us to take this in the future? We have an email from Henry who says, I know it's easy to suggest what you should do more of and much harder to figure out how to make room for it, but global warming is merely the greatest crisis the human race has ever faced. It needs to be at the top of everyone's consciousness all the time. Such a good point, Henry. Thank you so much. We are going to definitely be committed to doing more shows. You know, we did some series, was it last year? Sometimes I can't even remember, about climate change. We did 2 weeks on that. We did 2 weeks on the drought. We're going to do a show about fires. If you have any series ideas, I think it was 2 or 3 years ago, every Wednesday or Monday, I think it was Monday, we did a show on the economy. Maybe I was actually going to propose at tomorrow's show to focus Mondays on climate change and the planet, because there's just so much to talk about. So thank you for that. We have another email from Lisa. I love your in-depth series. I'd love to have more of those, especially on the failing healthcare system and solutions to that beyond the large one of universal healthcare, and compare it with how other countries do it more successfully. It's a huge issue. Yes, in fact, California, we are about to be hit with higher premiums, and we are putting a show together about that in the coming weeks. So thank you. We'll definitely do that. And let's see. Alila couldn't stand the line but wanted to suggest a show about how much paper is wasted in the mail. You know, there's a good website that I use called catalogchoice.com. Catalogchoice.com. It's a free service. If you're bombarded with catalogs, you put in your name, your address, and the catalog, and this organization will write them and ask you to ask them to take your name off. And I do it, and I hardly get catalogs. It really does work. It's called catalogchoice.com or org. Really good organization. Thank you for that suggestion. And let's hear next from Harry in San Francisco. Hi, Harry. Welcome to the show.
Hi, yes. Good morning. I find that when the journalists talk about stories they miss, that's really important. And in some ways, it would be nice to have that show just sometimes on Fridays, just merely consisting of news stories that week that didn't get covered. Things aren't getting covered. As far as things that could get covered, I think that it's hard to see how there isn't going to be a student loan crisis, a credit card crisis, and also a crisis with pensions, because interest rates have been kept so incredibly artificially low for so long, and all that is going to blow up at some point. So those things would be nice to be covered before they happen.
Yeah, that's right. Well, and what we try to do is try to stay ahead of the curve by finding those stories and then bringing those reporters on to talk about those stories, because they are being covered. It's just not, they're not snowballing. And so they're not making their way onto, say, national radio or national TV. So thank you for that, Harry. I'll write that suggestion down. Let's go next to Ron in San Francisco. Hi, Ron. Welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning. First of all, congratulations on 10 years.
Thank you.
I've been listening to you for a while, and just wanted to comment that I don't always, or I'm not always interested in what the topic is, you know, or agree with, you know, what people are saying, but I always generally still listen because it turns out to be fascinating anyway. And I specifically enjoy the Friday media roundup thing. That's always fascinating because you get, you know, ideas and thoughts from people in the business. So thank you for that service to the community. And again, congratulations.
Thank you so much, Ron. Thank you for calling. Let's go next to Mike in San Francisco. Hi, Mike. Welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning. I'd like to hear a discussion about taxes. And, you know, none of us are particularly fond of paying taxes, but there seems to be such a toxic nature to the whole idea of gathering revenue now. And so many members of Congress have taken a pledge to never raise taxes by a dime. And operatives like Grover Norquist don't seem to be as vocal as they were at one time. Maybe they are still as influential as they were, but I think this is an important subject, and nothing seems to be getting done as far as tax revenues.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great point. And then take it one step further. I don't know if you heard that show last week about the poverty industry by Daniel Hatcher. He wrote a book about it. But he said what's happening also is that you've got state agencies connecting with private contractors to take money that's supposed to go to foster children, for example, and then they put it in their state budgets because their budgets are so strapped. But you're so right. I mean, we don't talk about taxes at all. In fact, sometimes on my Facebook page, I post about the Bush tax cuts. Remember those? We don't even talk about those anymore and how much they cost the economy. And what about all of those jobs that those tax cuts were supposed to create? It's like it never happened. So I've been thinking a little bit about this and what to do about it. We have been talking about a show to do about the role of government. What is the role of government? What do we expect from government? We should do the same thing about taxes. So thank you for that. We have an email from Heather who says, I was thinking about the idea of lighter Monday shows, which sounds great, and wondered if y'all have ever considered a Your Call book club. Maybe do an online poll where listeners can vote on which books to read, or by listeners and vetted by your staff. And then once a month, do a Monday show where we can all send input on the book, call in about it, and then you can get the author of the book on, and that would be amazing. Thank you for the great show. You know, it's so funny you write this, Heather, because I was just talking with Malihe Razazan, senior producer, about this over the weekend. We have so many authors on, and it would be great to let you all know about a month in advance, so then maybe you can read the book, and then engage with the author. I think that's a fantastic idea. And we will bring that up. I will bring that up at tomorrow's roundtable. We have been completely inundated with really nice emails. Thank you so much for your kind words, and thank you so much for all of your great suggestions. What I love about KALW and this show is it's a community effort. We are a community station. And so anytime you have ideas, please, we are completely accessible. Email us, rose@yourcallradio.org or feedback@yourcallradio.org. And thank you so much for listening. I'm Rose Aguilar. It's Your Call. On the next Your Call, we'll have a conversation about the growing protest at the Sacred Stone Spirit Camp in North Dakota. For weeks, thousands of Native Americans have joined Standing Rock Sioux tribe members in their protest against the construction of the $3.8 billion Dakota Access Oil Pipeline. The Standing Rock Sioux tribe says the pipeline would disturb 300 sacred sites and impact drinking water from the Missouri River. Join the conversation live at 10 a.m. on the next Your Call with me, Rose Aguilar, and you. Support for Your Call comes from the listeners of KALW. To listen to past shows or sign up for our podcast, visit yourcallradio.org. Laura Flynn produces the show. Malihe Razazan is senior producer. Matt Martin is executive producer. And Rosalie Atkinson is our intern. Phil Hartman is our chief engineer. And Kevin Vance is our studio engineer. Our theme music is performed and composed by Live Human. You can email us at feedback@yourcallradio.org.